Well, good morning, children. It's a blessing to be here already this morning, hasn't it? If someone has a song that we could sing this morning, we pass the offering. Yes. Jesus loves me. Okay, let's sing really loud. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. No ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Okay, do you all know the song Alive, Alive? You know that song? Why don't we sing that song, maybe the second verse, He's in my heart, and then the third verse, He's coming soon. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. My Jesus is alive. He's in my heart, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. He's in my heart, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive. He's coming soon, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. He's coming soon, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive. Okay, well, this morning I have a verse that I would like to read out of James. And then maybe have a story that goes with that that I'd like to talk about this morning. In James 1, verse 22 says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Does anybody know what it means to be a hearer of the word? Can somebody tell me what it is to be a hearer of the word? Well, to be a hearer of the word, what it's talking about here, I think, is talking about the word of God, the Bible. That when we speak the word, you all hear it, right? You can hear what I'm saying this morning. Is that correct? And that's what he's saying, that if we hear the word and only hearers but not doers, it says we deceive our own selves. But he says that if we are hearers and doers also, he says this man shall be blessed in his deed. And I have a story I would like to read of a man that hurt the word. And I'll have you determine whether he was a doer of the word also or not. In Jonah, it says that now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me." So God called Jonah, and he gave him a work to do. He said to go to the city of Nineveh because it was a very wicked city. They were doing things that God did not like. And this is what it says. He said, "But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish." Now, where was Jonah supposed to go?
Nineveh.
To Nineveh. So was he a doer of the word? No, he was just a hearer of the word. It says that he went unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Let's see what happens to one who hears the word but is not a doer of the word. He found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. See, Jonah, in his mind, he was thinking that if he takes a different route, he gets a boat and goes to a different city, maybe he can get away from God. It says, "But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest of the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was going down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, 'What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God. If so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not.' And they said every one to his fellow, 'Come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us.' So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. And they said unto him, 'Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us? What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou?' And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which made the sea and the dry land.' Then were the men exceedingly afraid and said unto him, 'Why hast thou done this?' For the men knew that he had fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, 'What shall we do unto thee, that the sea might be calm unto us?' For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, 'Take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you.' Nevertheless, the men didn't want to do that, even though Jonah said that's what they should do with him, and the sea would become calm. It says, they rowed hard to bring it to land, but they could not, for the sea wrought was tempestuous against them." See, we can't, in our own strength, work against God to bring about safety about us or to do good when we're running away from God. It says, "Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, 'We beseech thee, O Lord, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee.' So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from a raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. So do you think it was worth for Jonah to be only a hearer of the word and not a doer? It wasn't really well with Jonah, was it? And here we see, even though Jonah disobeyed, the men that were on the ship, it says that they feared the Lord exceedingly, and they offered sacrifice unto the Lord, and they made vows. It sounds like their lives were changed. So did that make it right for Jonah to disobey God because there was possibly maybe men converted because of his disobedience? Still didn't make it right, did it? So there was Jonah in the belly of the whale. Now we'll read another chapter. It says that as Jonah was in the belly of the whale, he was praying, and God spit Jonah, told the whale. It says, and the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Now I'd like to see what happens to the second time when the word of the Lord comes to Jonah. It says, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise and go unto Nineveh, the great city, and preach it unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So it says, so Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh. So was he a doer of the word this time? Yes, this time he was going to obey God. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. Imagine that. The city was so great, it took Jonah 3 days to walk through the whole city to proclaim the message that God had for him. It says, and Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them, even to the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything, let them not feed nor drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let everyone turn away from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. And when they did that, it says that God saw their works and they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. So that is what God is able to do when we are hearers and doers of the word. He can do mighty works through us if we allow him to, if we allow him for us to be a vessel that God can use. So there was two examples of being a hearer only and also being a hearer and a doer of the word. Maybe I'll touch a little bit. It says that if we are a hearer of the word and not a doer, it says we are as a man beholding a glass, his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. This morning when I got out of bed, which I usually do every morning, I look in the mirror to see what my hair looks like, I guess. Sometimes when we're sleeping, we lay on one side. Maybe this side sticks up and the other side sticks down. And so if I look in the mirror, my hair is all every which way, and I just take a quick glance and I go about my day and don't do anything about it. Did it help me to look in the mirror? Not really. That's what he's saying, is that that's how we are. We are like, we look in the mirror, we might see our face is dirty, we need to be washed, but we just don't do anything about it. We just go on our way and we forget who we really are and what we look like. And so God is saying that's how we are. If we, Sunday after Sunday, we sit in church and we hear the word being preached, and maybe your children are instructed to obey your parents, but if we just allow that to, we hear it, and it doesn't affect their lives, we can remember it, we can memorize it, But if we're not a doer of it, then he says that we will be deceived. So that is my lesson this morning. One question I guess I have, what is another word that we can use for being a doer of the word? Is there another word that comes to your mind? How about obedience? A doer of the word is being obedient to what we know is right. Think you can remember that? All right, why don't we stand up and then we'll pray. Father in heaven, Lord, I thank you, Lord, this morning for all these children that are gathered here, Lord. Pray that you would bless their lives, and as they grow up, Lord, that they can remember your word and your will, Father, and be a doer of it. And pray also, Lord, that you would work in our own hearts and lives, Father, and draw us to you and help us to always remember, Lord, that the Bible says there's many people who say, Lord, Lord, but not all who do the will, who do your will. Just pray, Father, that that can be our heart this morning, to not only be hearers, but be doers of your word. Pray that you would just the blessed remainder of the day, Lord, be with us. Just pray in Jesus' name. Amen.